Today on Design for the Real World, in honor of the season and specifically of the upcoming All-Star Game on Tuesday night, our subject is baseball. Graphic designer and lifelong baseball fan Stephen Heller says that the baseball cap is the quintessential piece of American headgear.
They were 19th century ideas, and they were easy to make. And so you could just take a few pieces, sew them together, put a little button on top, put a visor in, and it was a very simple hat. But the first time it was used, purportedly, was for American baseball. It's very utilitarian because there's a visor, but it's not a hat that if you're throwing your arms around, either batting or throwing a ball, you'll get caught on the brim. It wasn't until the 20s that the hats became available to people outside of the sport.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while.
My first cap was when I was 6 years old, and I had gone to a Giants game in the Bronx. My uncle got me a Giants cap. I lost it 2 days later and was not able to have another cap again until I learned responsibility, which was maybe 4 years later. And then I saved my money and I went out and got a Yankees cap.
Especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
My favorite cap is the New York Yankees cap because it's the blue blazer of baseball caps. It goes with everything. You can wear a tie, you can wear a t-shirt. But what really bothers me now is that Yankees caps, like other teams, are being marketed in different colors that have nothing to do with the team itself. Powder blue, yellow, red, ick, disgusting. A baseball cap should be pure. It's also why I hate the caps with the adjustable rubber tabs on the back. You don't have to make a variety of sizes. You're not left with inventory. And you can just snap these things together, but they're ugly. They're not real. The real cap is the fitted cap. And to be a real cap wearer, you have to wear a fitted cap.
Stephen Heller is a graphic designer who's written more than 70 books, although the last time I checked, none yet about baseball caps. Let us know what you'd like us to look at next time in Design for the Real World through our website, studio360.org.